This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Special Forces troops early on Monday rescued two hostages from the southern Gaza city of Rafah, close to the border with Egypt, amid a firefight and air attacks that Palestinians say killed at least 67 people. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The two freed hostages, 61-year-old Fernando Marman and 70-year-old Louis Har, are both dual citizens of Argentina and Israel. Other members of their family had been released in the previous hostage deal in November. They had an emotional reunion at the hospital where doctors said they were in relatively good condition, although they had lost weight during their ordeal. It also raised the question of whether Israel will carry out a large-scale invasion of Rafah, where it believes Hamas is hiding the remaining hostages. There are also 1.4 million Palestinians in Rafah, many of them having fled northern Gaza after the Israeli army invaded there. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The White House on Monday pressed Israel to work toward a pause in the Gaza conflict to win freedom for more hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas and rapidly increase the flow of humanitarian aid to Palestinian civilians.
We haven't changed in terms of our desire to see an extended pause so that we can get all the hostages home with their families where they belong, so we can get additional security assistance in, and we can see a reduction in the violence. We are still focused on trying to get an extended humanitarian pause.
White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby. Britain's opposition Labour Party has withdrawn support for its candidate to become a member of parliament in a special election after he suggested Israel had relaxed its security in the run-up to the attack by Hamas last year to provide grounds to invade Gaza.